That's what I wanted to talk about. See, I've changed my forecast.
Somehow that struck me as funny, and I laughed. Ha! Change your forecast?
That's right. The sky is gonna fall just as sure as shooting, but it ain't gonna happen as soon as I thought.
Oh? What happened?
Well, sir, the wind quit blowing. Did you notice that?
Of course I noticed. It's my job to notice every tiny detail.
Well, I noticed it too. And I'm moving my forecast back 1 month. 'Cause the wind quit blowing.
So the sky's going to fall in April?
Yes, sir, that's what I'm saying. See? The sky can't fall when the wind ain't a-blowing.
Why is that? He stared at me and blinked his big red rooster eyes.
Well, just because it can't. I don't know why, and I don't have every answer to every little question, mister, but I'm a-telling you, the sky can't fall if the wind ain't blowing.
And you're sure it'll happen in April?
That's right, Pooch. How many times do I have to say it?
This was turning out to be more interesting than I had expected. You know why? As JT was telling me all of this, I could see the cold front behind him, bearing down on us from the northwest. The closer those clouds got to us, the meaner they looked. And I had a feeling they had some wind behind them. JT's 3 minutes were up, but I decided to string him along for a while. What would you say if the wind came up all of a sudden?
Huh? I wouldn't say anything, 'cause it ain't gonna happen. The wind's already blowed itself out.
He drew himself up to his full height.
Next month, a terrible wind's gonna strike the earth. The dust is gonna fly, and the wind is gonna howl, and awful dark clouds are gonna cover the earth. Pooch, mark my words. When all of that comes to pass, the sky is gonna...
Perfect timing. I couldn't have timed it any better if I'd planned the whole thing myself. Right at the climax of JT's windbag speech, the cold front rolled across the ranch like a freight train. And it was exactly what JT had described in his phony chicken forecast. It was a hoot, let me tell you. I saw it coming, see, but JT never suspected a thing. And just as he came to the most dramatic moment in his speech, the clouds rolled over us and the wind began to scream. JT didn't even have time to be surprised. That wind lifted him off the ground and sent him rolling like an empty bean can, feathers flying. If he hadn't smashed into the front of the machine shed, he might have rolled all the way down to South Texas. Well, you know me. When I see one of our local chickens in distress, I'm the first to offer aid and comfort. With dust and sand stinging my face, I rushed to his side. He was lying on his back, propped up against the machine shed, staring up at the sky with hollow chicken eyes. JT, are you hurt? He rubbed a knot on his head.
What do you think?
You didn't finish your speech. You just come to the important part. What were you saying?
Pooch, I've got a feeling you think this is funny, but it ain't. Do you realize what this means?
Over the scream of the wind, I yelled, "Yes, I do. It means that you're just as dumb as I always thought. It means that you've wasted my valuable time again, and that's okay because I really enjoyed watching you get blown away. Ha, ha, ha!" He gave me a glare and struggled to his feet against the wind.
No, sir, that ain't what it means. It means... See, they keep fooling around with this daylight savings time and it's got everything messed up. April's come a whole month too early and the sky's fixing to fall. I called it right on the button.
He bent his neck into the wind and started trudging away.
Run for cover, Pooch.